Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for game three of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Adam Seminaris, guy who went five innings last night, helped the Shuckers get the win. Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
How has it been last couple of starts, working back up from being off the injured list, and last time out last night going five innings?
It was fun. Last night was fun. Happy to throw up some zeros, get the win for the boys. Coming back from injuries, you know, building up, and it is what it is on a pitch count, inning limit, and all that stuff. But it's been good so far.
How good does it feel just to be back out there on the mound and back at it?
Nothing better. That's what I live for.
You talk about building back up after coming off the injured list. What has that looked like, not only over the past three starts, but over the past couple of months? You were on the injured list for 3 months before joining Biloxi again.
Yeah, I mean, pretty simple, just another inning at a time. So I started with two, or actually three here, three, four, five. Just keep working up, you know.
What is the mental side of that as well, coming back from an injury and being put right back into the mix in what has been a really tightly contested playoff race down the stretch?
It's made the innings more interesting, that's for sure. Made the games more fun. Just trying to do everything I can to help the team win.
And you're not only doing it in the thick of a playoff race, but you're also doing this all while adjusting to your first year in a new organization. You joined the Brewers this past offseason from the Angels organization. What has that looked like to do it all while still getting comfortable as a Brewers player?
Everybody's welcomed me with open arms from the higher ups and the coaches on our team. It's just been an easy transition for the most part.
How much does that help on the pitching side of things to have that easy transition and to be able to feel comfortable right away?
It makes it feel like effortless, you know, like there's no weight on your shoulders. It's like they know what you got. They wanted you for a reason, and just go out there and perform your best.
When you talk about it, wanted you for a reason, was that a big motivation boost in the off season of getting traded to a new organization?
I mean, it's just a good feeling that like a team, I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't want me, but just the puts it in the back of your head that you're wanted here and they traded for you for a reason.
Not only are you joining the Brewers organization, but you join the Shuckers, who play in the same league as the team you played for last year in the Rocket City Trash Pandas. How weird was that going up to Toyota Field early in the year and being an opposing pitcher for the first time in your career?
I mean, it's awesome. Just going to play against all those guys and, you know, reconnect with them and, you know, talk to them and... But, I mean, it's all fun competition, you know. You can't beat it. Making friends and making more friends on the other side, you know. Can't beat it.
When you talk about that, making friends, you were spending the first two parts of your professional career and the two seasons of your professional career in the Angels system, now switching over to the Brewers system. What has that looked like, making connections along the way? Because that web has to be pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just further growing connections in the baseball community is... I mean, that's the ultimate, like, what more can you ask for? More friends, you know, more people you can reach out to, more connections. I mean, there's nothing more you can ask for.
Was there a favorite guy you wanted to pitch against for Rocket City? Like, oh, I got your number. I got you covered.
It was one of my good buddies was Jeremiah Jackson, but he's with the Mets now. But, I mean, we did face him earlier in the year, and that was awesome. Kyron Paris and playing against Birmingham with Caro. And I threw against Kai yesterday, which was cool. So, it's awesome.
The connections just keep moving and moving and moving. And as the career goes, so does the web as it expands. What was it like to face Kai yesterday?
That was just super cool. I mean, being the opposite dugout from him was different. But super cool to see him out on the mound. And for us to be competing against each other is awesome.
Entering today, first day after a start, what does the routine look like for you in between your starts?
Just trying to get... as recovered as possible. Day one especially, everything's sore and just trying to get the arm loosened back up and get back into the weight room and get ready for that next start.
How much has that routine really evolved throughout your pro career here in your third year as a pro baseball player?
Everybody does it differently, but for the most part, it's pretty standard. You know, you have your recovery days and your lifts and all that stuff. You got to get it done. It makes you feel better and... I mean, these guys know what they're talking about. Grant's awesome. So it's just easy.
Well, Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.